she's beautiful.
Did you hear that?
So, we'll open it up to questions.
Johnny Idiot Face over there is never going to bring you a title.
This guy sucks.
Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
Tyler, I can speak for myself. The Cowboys lost to Green Bay. Took it pretty hard, especially after Dallas was the overall number one seed. Or not the overall. Well, I guess you. Yeah, they were. Let's just call them the overall number one seed.
Yeah.
And they lose to Green Bay at home in the divisional round. But nobody took it harder. And I mean, nobody took it harder than brothers Justin and Robert Boyer. Justin is 40, Robert 46. They were involved in a deadly altercation in Las Vegas that was sparked by the Cowboys' loss. They're both Cowboys fans. And here's the this is according to the police report. Close friends of the brothers say that they're yelling over the outcome of the Cowboys-Packers game. A roommate separated the brothers who were fighting, but police say Justin came back and physically attacked his brother, Robert. And that's when police say Robert feared for his life and started stabbing Justin. Robert Lewis, I guess he was a friend, says he found Justin with multiple stab wounds dead on the floor by the front door. And the stabbing happened across the street, actually at Robert's home. And friends say Justin was visiting from North Dakota. Officers have ruled that Robert Boyer acted in self-defense and Justin suffered from mental illness. But that is taking a result of a game too far. It's just, I hate to say it's just a game, but it's just a game. It really is.
You say that happened in Vegas?
Yes, in Vegas.
I take back what I said about being excited to go to Vegas. Eek. Wow, that is really sad. Why do you got to bring that into You Can't Be
That's
serious?
Just a crazy story to me. That's just getting too worked up about it, especially an NFL game.
Most of our soccer-related You Can't Be Serious stories actually have some kind of a dark twist like that. This one is pretty awesome. This is a professional soccer player in Guam scored a really amazing bicycle kick in a game last week, and then he gets up and runs over to the sideline and looks into the stands and takes off his jersey, and he's wearing a t-shirt underneath that says marry me on it. So he finds his fiance or his girlfriend in the stands and just kind of stands there and is like pointing to his shirt, and I guess she said yes. But then here the video is awesome because then the referee runs over behind him, gives him a yellow card because you're not allowed to take off your jersey. But still a pretty cool story, and she did say yes. So he got the goal. And he got the girl, but he had to go into the book as a result. Really appreciate you guys joining us for today's edition of the game. We'll talk to you once again tomorrow as well. And remember to tune in for your final chance. It'll be in the first hour tomorrow to get registered for passes to Royals Fan Fest. For Mitch Fortner, I'm Tyler Dreiling. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the game.